This is Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. Mona's remarks put me in mind of when we were talking about the way the U.S. conducts affairs. They've reached a stage now, and the Globe and Mail has joined them, that international law counts for nothing. We're going to do what's right because we are what's right. We're the garden, and they're the jungle. If you remember, those are the words of the spokesperson of the European Union some time back. He sort of let the cat out of the bag. He said it very clearly. We are a wonderful place in a garden, and all these other people, the people that Don Cherry calls you people, who come from the colonial outside, the Auslanders, and we can do what we want. And which raises a good, to my mind, a little item from the Scottish revolutionary poet, by the way, Hugh MacDiarmid, and he said, a war to save civilization, you say, and what have you to do with it, pray? Some attempt to acquire it would show greater love than fighting for something you know nothing of. We have Mr. Heggs, whatever his name is. He's a Heggsmith. At any rate, he's suffering from push-ups. And then you have Trump, who said that he might bomb an Iranian island again for the fun of it. And then we have a prime minister who, after leader of a sovereign state is assassinated, calls that leader evil. And the people who do it, did the deed, he is trailing along behind. The country we're speaking of, Iran, has not attacked anybody for 200 years. They were attacked by Iraq, and the West thought it was amusing. An eight-year war costing hundreds of thousands of lives. And then after he had failed in his mission, that is Saddam Hussein, in his attack on the Islamic Republic. The West turned on him, I guess, for failing in his mission. And they degraded, destroyed. They took about 10 years. The policy may be the same for Iran. And the word I use there, degrade, that was from President Obama, used it a lot. And basically, the idea is you bleed your smaller power, wear them down, defame them, smear them, and permit yourself to overfly their airspace, bomb them, and use sanctions until, frankly, they surrender. There's nothing new. It's called a siege. And they put under a siege states that they don't like. They've been, Islamic Republic, by the way, has been under this economic sanctions for a long, long time. And yet, a country of 90 million has still been showing itself competent, as we just spoke, the sports, and sciences. And its great sin is that they don't accept that the United States has hegemony, the right to have hegemony over them. This has been the Taylor Report, and according to Pedro, it's time to go. And 33:45:78 is coming up.